Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I don't even think it's funny. We're in here trying to guess teams in college football conferences. It's just pathetic. Like, it's funny to us, but I wouldn't want to do that on the air. It comes out once in a while. Like, what's Houston?
Who's where? Is that even a thing still?
Stanford is the Big Ten or the ACC? It's the ACC, I think. But I'd be embarrassed. Like, I just am so far removed. So are you.
Yeah.
From following that. I just want the Big East to be Syracuse, Providence, Georgetown, St. John's, Villanova.
Right, okay.
I want it to be 1986. So I know where everybody is. Yeah. Miami's independent, Notre Dame, you know. Just the Fiesta Bowl is for this independent. The Orange Bowl is for the Big Eight.
Yeah.
Winner. But it's so terrible.
We had a lifetime of complaining about, I mean, we grew up with two polls, right? AP and UPI. And so wasn't always an unchallenged national champion. There was sometimes two national champions because there were two polls. And so there's always this, you know, oh, this team got screwed. This team deserves this. Let's put a playoff together and we'll put a bunch of teams in. And now it's the same noise. It's just, you know.
Louder.
It's just loud. Everything is louder. I mean, what isn't louder these days? And I don't know, this conversation began off the air. You asked me, are you invested at all in the reveal tonight? Like, no, I will watch the hell out of the games. And I'm excited about the conference championship games. Georgia, Alabama, we've got Ohio State and Indiana, my beloved Indiana, this year, out of nowhere. So, like, I'll watch all that, but I don't have time for, like, Miami should be in instead of Notre Dame. And, of course, Steve Sarkisian thinks it's going to be a crime if Texas doesn't get in. And, all like, everybody shut up. I just can't invest in it.
Schools issuing statements, resumes, explanations for why they deserve it. Vanderbilt did this.
Yep.
I am wrong a lot. But this goes back to when I was working at ESPN, so 22 years ago. I've been right about this, I think, the whole time. Go ahead, and if you have to have a playoff, have a playoff. Two teams, four teams, 12 teams,
8-12,
never enough.
Right.
Go ahead, do that. But don't tell me you're really going to settle anything. At least you can say on the field. That's not really all they want to say. You want the money. You're going to have games. You're going to make money. That's why you're doing it. But like you said, the arguments aren't really more profound or better than when they were, you know, when it was the other way.
Usually instead of it being a one-loss team, it's now a three-loss team.
We're arguing.
That's complaining because you've got a deeper pool.
We're arguing between teams that are not as good is what the difference is.
Right.
Who's the 12th best team versus the 13th best team or whatever it's actually it actually is. I know there are like automatic bids in that, but it was still it's still the same thing.
Yep.
It's just the teams that we're arguing about are not as good. And I don't know. I liked how college football didn't need a playoff. And it's fun to argue. That's a fun thing about being a sports fan. You could do it in spades. And all right, well, tough. You lost, but it was against a better competition. They didn't lose. Take a vote.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let the computers. We tried different things. Coaches polls, computers, different things to do this. I like, my son asked me, we were listening to a Premier League game in the car, and he said, does the Premier League have playoffs? And, I like lit up. I'm like, buddy, no, it's the best. The winner is the team that had the best season. That's a different point than college football because there are all these different, you know, conferences and that. But you win the league if you had the most points. That's it. And, you know, it's easy for soccer maybe because they've got these tournaments that are running alongside.
Champions League is like their playoffs.
FA Cup and the other, right. Like, you all qualify, these different tournaments.
Yeah, right.
That so you have that element too. But the season is the season. Best team wins. Longing for the days of, like, baseball where we didn't need all these wild card teams. Just I want the, like I've said for years, I want the champion to be the team that was the best. It feels like that's appropriate. And I like upsets too, but, you know, now you have so many more teams in every tournament. I don't know. I guess I'm old school, if not just old, when it comes to this. So are you. Chuck is with us next. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Hey, I was just thinking about the playoffs that the Bills got in. And if there's no Mahomes, no Burrow, and Lamar's hurt, and our defense rounded the horn, what do you think the odds of us making like a wild card run are?
Well, I could look. I mean, that's pretty much what it is, right? I mean, at this point, Mahomes and Burrow are not in, and Jackson doesn't look like himself. So what would they be? 10%? 10 to 15% to do it?
Yeah, the best they've, I feel like, at least at the beginning of seasons or even as seasons are going on, 15 is like a big number.
Right.
Right.
And they're not getting punished for being in a wild card position because of the respect that they get. So another team, if New England were 8-4 and the Bills were 11-2, the Patriots' odds would not be as good as the Bills' odds are.
That's right. And the fact that New England and Denver are where they are and Baltimore and Kansas City aren't in those spots also helps them. Because right now those teams are, like, you know, they got a lot of work to do to just get in. And they also get that kind of respect. So that helps too. Yeah, we opened, I think, the last hour of the show. You had taken a walk and came back in here. Like, how different is this year from any other of these Bill seasons or even specifically last year? You know, offensively, everything about it, even their record. The thing that wasn't there last year that's there now is a team ahead of you in the division. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's another year where you're left sort of wanting at the receiver position, and we dwell on that. But I certainly do not give the Bills no chance of winning the Super Bowl from a wild card position. It has happened.
It has. A few times.
The Giants, I think, did it both times they beat New England from a wild card. Mm-hmm. So
80 Raiders.
That it's not unheard of. It's just not, you know, to go from the one seed is what we're after, go get it. Your schedule's pretty favorable. We don't think there's real heat in the division yet. We were wrong about that, or I was wrong about that. I think a lot of people were too, but whatever, I'll just say myself. And so even though the Bills are kind of the same as they've been, the same means you're going to get the same result to a lot of people. Like, that, it's a very easy spot to sort of fall into, oh no, here it comes. I don't know. Go play, man. You know, I don't think you have to be as intimidated about going on the road to play a wild card game if the top of the conference is New England, Denver, and Jacksonville. It's just not, it's not the same thing as having to go to, I said yesterday, if 5-4 is where I end up and 4 is Baltimore, I would rather go to one of the teams above them than go to Baltimore. You know, assuming they get there, I'm going to assume that they've gotten it together enough and Jackson is Jackson enough that they're going to be the threat that they always are. And I think that's a harder ask than even going to Denver would be. That's just me. So you end up in one of those spots. I don't know. It's not a Herculean feat or anything to me. It's go win. Yeah, you got to win 3 road games. And then, of course, the other one.
See, that's also not that it's really that usable, but in line with the thing we talked about when you referenced early last hour, and I referenced Aaron Schatz, you know, the Colts won in a year where they didn't have their best season, if not their best team. And here are the Bills, who for all their winning in the last 5 years, still are yet to win a playoff game on the road since Kelly. The last Bills playoff road win was Kelly versus Marino. Wild. I mean, they've done so well, but they have not won a road playoff game. So wouldn't it be right for them to win 3 this year? 7 teams have won the Super Bowl from the wild card. That used to be an easy little trivia question when it was 1. But then, you know, all these more, playoff positions. And so the last to do it was the Brady Bucks. They won 3 road games. There are these teams that played at home and did it. And here's one. Tampa went to Washington. They might have had the better record. Heineke.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Washington and won. They went to New Orleans and won. They went to Green Bay and won. And then, maybe ironically, on their home field for the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. And then they blew out the Chiefs. So, yeah, the Giants, the Rodgers Packers, the first Giants, the 07 Giants.
Not the other one.
Not the other one. The Cowher Steelers beat the Bengals, beat the Colts, beat the Broncos, and then beat Seattle. 2000 Ravens. Giving up how many points along the way, right?
Right. 6, probably.
Close. 23 in 4 games that year. Interested? Well, we've got Bills-Bengals at 1 on Sunday, so this will be tough to pull off. Going to the game in Cleveland on Sunday.
That's
a 1 o'clock game also.
Why would one want to do that exactly?
Well, that's a fair question. It's Tennessee at Cleveland. I'm looking at a tweet from someone by the name of Joe Osborne with a picture of like maybe the StubHub, the stadium grid with the prices, and like $3 tickets. And I love how these ticket sites give you a word, like a color or a word to describe how good a deal it is. You know, amazing. It's described as amazing to get a Browns ticket for Sunday's game for $3. Would you consider that an amazing deal?
I mean, it's really cheap. If I were in Cleveland,
$3.
I might take you up on it. What am I doing? I'm going. What am I doing? I'm going for a chance to see if Myles Garrett can sack Cam Ward 4 times.
I mean, do you want the Browns to win? If you're a Browns fan, this is like for the first pick.
Yeah.
This game. Potentially. Someone quote tweeted this graphic and wrote, "Since 2011, there have been 19 games that closed with a total under 35. Right now, this game is at 33." December in Cleveland, baby.
Yep.
19 games since 2011 where the total was under 35.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We're in Cleveland. 8 of the 19, almost half of these games in 15 years, with a total under 35, were played in Cleveland. The under is 5-3 in this game, and the Browns are 6-2 against the spread. Browns are giving 4. Mm. Tennessee, man. Get it together. You're 4-point underdogs to Cleveland? It's that bad? I'd probably take Cleveland.
Ward is getting set. By the way, I mentioned Garrett is 4 away from the record, the sack record. And Cam Ward is, I believe I read this, well, I think I read this earlier today. He is getting sacked an average of 4 times a game. Now, you know, not that Garrett's going to get all the only guy that gets sacks, but whatever. Like, they're gettable. Like, it's conceivable to me he could tie the record or set the record against the Titans on Sunday, which is a monster 5-sack game. Like, oh my gosh, look at this.
If he doesn't, I mean, the Bills are waiting 2 weeks down the road.
Right.
They have Chicago in between. A lot of good 1 o'clock games. The Eagles Chargers game on Monday night, did I say this earlier? Is the only game this week where it's AFC versus NFC. And what that ends up looking like is, I mean, think of just the important matchups. Steelers-Ravens, of course, is
Colts
one.
And Jaguars.
Colts and Jaguars.
Bears-Packers.
Yeah, you got it. Houston-Kansas City.
Right.
Not even just all within divisions, but.
Right.
The Jets and the Dolphins.
Huge. Are they going to finish strongly enough that they're going to keep going with Mike McDaniel? I think I want to root for that.
They're kind of having the same season as last year, too.
Yeah.
I say two because we talked about the Bills in this way today. But, I mean, Miami was 1-7?
Mm-hmm.
They were 1-6.
Oh, sorry.
They were 1-6. Beat Atlanta, lost bad to Baltimore, then they fired their GM. And have won 3, including that Bills win. So they've won 4 out of 5 from 1-6. What was last year? It was very similar. Last year they were 2-6, and they finished 8-9.
Yep. Now, they do not have Drake May sitting in the wings, but let me offer to you last year's New England Patriots as a cautionary tale as to why you should be rooting for them to finish strongly enough that they keep going with Mike McDaniel. Yes, of course, there is some chance that they'll figure it out, and they'll be back to what they looked like they were going to be when he first got paired up with Tua. Of course, that could happen. But there's been way more bad than good, and I would rather they stay there, like New England did not do last year with Gerard Mayo. They went 1-done, and they went and got Mike Vrabel, and now I'm eating New England's dust. I don't need Miami to get smart. Please buy that this is good, and keep going. Because even if it's good, I think we've seen the ceiling already. And the ceiling is not anywhere near what New England is right now, and they were, you know, nipping at the Bills' heels 3 games up with 5 to go. 2 years ago they were, and they folded. And I think that I would much prefer that he continue to coach that team. I don't need them to find their way to, like, the Indiana guy or something. Like, no thanks.
Hmm. I think your bigger issue there is the quarterback than the coach. Because I would say totally the same thing about Tua and just feeling like the ceiling is just not high enough for him. But I do like McDaniel. I think he's good.
I'm thinking if they stay with McDaniel, they'll stay with Tua.
Okay.
Is what I feel like that's a package deal. I could be wrong. Because I like him too. I don't like him as a head coach. I don't think he's ever going to really get a team there. But
he's had good teams, just not great.
Yeah.
And I think that that's more of a quarterback problem than a coach problem. It's interesting that he survived that when the GM didn't.
Yeah. Like
the GM, they did that before the deadline, right? Because then we had the Jalen Waddle report and everything.
It was before the deadline.
What was the thinking then, that you'd have somebody else not attached to decisions that had been made before and they'd make moves?
I said at the time, you don't want a guy that's emotional about any of these guys that signed him to the contracts or anything. Just come in there and objectively, we're blowing it up. I'm clear. Fire sale. I'm getting as many assets as I can because we're starting completely over from scratch. They did not do that. They traded one guy, I think, right? The edge guy that went to
Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, where did he go? Because the guy that went to Philly was the Jet guy, I think. Jermaine Johnson and Jalen.
No,
Phillips.
I think it is Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay. Either way, they traded an edge guy. It was Phillips. And that was really it. They did not do anything else.
Wouldn't trade Waddle. Wouldn't trade him here, I guess, at least. Didn't trade him anywhere. We talked to Ross Tucker earlier about, among other things, Mike Tomlin and how that might play out in Pittsburgh. We'll have that for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.